It's her goal to educate and encourage women to explore the world. Onika Raymond does that in her travel writing by hosting About the Journey on Apple Podcasts, in TV shows for the Travel Channel, and as a correspondent for CTV in Canada. Onika joins us from Miami today on Travel with Rick Steves to talk about her experience as a Black woman traveler and to inspire other women of color to join her in experiencing the many delights our world has to offer. Onika, it's nice to meet you.
Thank you so much for having me on the show, Rick.
You know, I have long wanted to have this topic, and you're the perfect guest because I'm really into travel. I really believe in the value of travel, and I'm a white male, and I'll never know what it's like to be a woman traveler, and I'll never know what it's like to be a Black traveler, and certainly not a Black woman traveler, and you are both, and you're on a mission to creatively inspire Black women to be confident on the road. You know, we have a pretty white industry when you look at it straight, and this is so important. And I'd like to just start out by asking you, what would you like me to appreciate about this subject?
Thank you so much for even opening the conversation. I think that's really something that's important to note, because I do think that when you're in a position of being the mainstream, or when you're in a position of being the status quo, it is so easy to close your eyes to other people's experiences. And it's not even necessarily malicious. It's just the way things are. We are highly individualistic. We think of ourselves, and it's difficult for us to put ourselves in the shoes of others, especially when our needs are being catered to, because we do comprise the status quo. Mm-hmm. So I think more than anything else, I think it's just really important to acknowledge that there are differences for women like myself, Black women like myself, and other people of color who travel the world. We travel differently. Doesn't mean that it's any less fun, doesn't mean that it's any less transformative, but there are different issues, topics, things that we have to navigate in order to have not only an enjoyable time on the road, but also a safe time on the road.
Are you more comfortable? Because the world is Black, brown, white, and you go to a different continent, a different corner, and there's different dominant cultures.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've traveled in places where I feel like the minority, but
yes,
generally I go to places that are mostly white, and that's kind of Europe and North America. But if you travel in a place that's mostly white, it's a different experience for you than in a place that's mostly Black, isn't it?
Well, sure. I mean, look, I think any Black person or person of color who's grown up, who's been born, raised, or lived a significant portion of their life in Europe or in the United States or in Canada, I mean, you're kind of used to navigating spaces that are very white. Mm-hmm. I know that for myself, I was born and raised in Toronto, Canada, which is a very multicultural city, but right. Canada on the whole is a very white country. And so I grew up having to navigate issues of race and culture and diversity, and having kind of a multiplicity of cultural background. You know, my family is from the Caribbean. My family mm-hmm. is Jamaican. Mm-hmm. I grew up in a very Jamaican household. And having that sometimes be at odds with my Canadian identity. But with that being said, I do feel as though it's a really beautiful thing to travel to places where people look like me, where I don't have anybody asking me questions about my skin color or my hair. There's a certain, I guess, cultural fluency and fluidity that comes with traveling to places where people or where folks look like you.
So maybe that would be a more relaxing vacation.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think I absolutely enjoy traveling back to the West Indies, where my family is from, traveling to the continent of Africa. I mean, that's a beautiful thing. Or even traveling some places in Europe where we have very large populations, very large Black populations, like France, for instance. I love going to Paris because not only do I get that stereotypical French culture, but then I'm also able to engage with the, I guess, also French culture, but the Afro-French culture, which I think is so rich and so wonderful.
Oh, yeah. And that's something that white travelers may be oblivious to, is the richness
yeah,
of
oblivious
the
Black African, and
Black
if,
French culture.
If they're not, exactly, and if they're not oblivious to it, they may be intimidated by it, because so often we reduce destinations to, I guess, a single story.
Right. And that's changing a lot now. Because
it's definitely changing a lot.
You're pretty much not getting it. If you go to Lisbon and you think it's a bunch of white people.
Yeah, definitely. And I love that. And I think that's where social media has played such a large role in opening up the world for people. And, you know, I'm an older millennial, you know, I'm in my 40s now. And I remember when I first started traveling 20 odd years ago, there was no Instagram. I mean, Facebook didn't even exist at the time. I went to France in 2003, sight unseen. I crossed the Atlantic for the first time and lived for a year in France. In fact, there were no smartphones. I used a phone card and went down to a phone booth to call my family. And I only spoke to them maybe like once a week or once every 2 weeks. So it was a very, very different time. I didn't know, you know, we were kind of going into the void a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And so now we live in a different time, and you can go onto Instagram and you can see that, yes, Lisbon, of all places, is a very multicultural place, mm-hmm. and one where a variety of races and cultures and religions coexist.
And that's changed a lot in one generation, especially in predominantly white corners of a continent like Europe. And the world, even in countries that are just so homogenous, is getting mixed up and made more interesting and more vibrant. I think in general, wouldn't you say people are welcoming that and celebrating that?
Oh, definitely. I think we are seeing, I guess, what would equate to kind of like a cultural mashup, right?
Yeah.
Where we
are
really seeing, you know, we see it in Europe, for instance, where the countries are so small, the distances between countries and borders and cities are so small that obviously as we have more and more people moving there, more people, you know, really integrating themselves. We're seeing more, I guess, mixes even racially, right? Intercultural and interracial relationships. We're seeing all this intermingling of colors and, you know, literally and figuratively, right? And nationalities and languages. And it's a beautiful thing because I think it just makes everybody a little bit more open and hopefully a little bit more tolerant. So there are none of these surprises or these shocks. You know, something that I've said in the past, which I've said it kind of tongue in cheek, but in a way it's kind of true. And it's really resonated with a lot of the people who read my stuff or who follow me online, is basically anywhere you travel in any corner of the world, you are sure to find a Chinese person, somebody who's Dutch, and a Nigerian. I swear to you, you could go to the farthest reaches of Russia and you will find each one of those nationalities. And I think that just really speaks to how people are just moving and claiming the world, making the world their oyster. Mm-hmm. They are migrating to different places for additional opportunities, and they're just doing it. You know, there are not as many barriers as they were before.
No,
it is not as strange or as novel as it was in the past. And now people are everywhere and exploring and living and enjoying themselves as they see fit in different places.
This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with travel journalist Onika Raymond, and she's joining us from Miami right now to share her perspective as a Black woman who loves to travel and why she's dedicated so much for travel writing and teaching to inspire other Black women to be comfortable on the road. She's the host of the podcast About the Journey. You can also find Onika on the Travel Channel as the host of a show called Big City, Little Budget, and another show called One Bag and You're Out. Her website is onikaraymond.com. That's spelled O-N-E-I-K-A, onikaraymond.com. Onika, I was enjoying your website, and there's lots of information there. And you talked about two things as a Black woman on the road, the celebrity treatment and being profiled.
Yes.
That's kind of like...
Two ends of the spectrum.
Two ends of the spectrum, yeah. Talk a little bit about the serious issue of being profiled. As a white person, I wonder what could be the downside. And I mean, pretty clearly, it's hard to imagine the indignity of being profiled. What's that like? What kind of an issue is that? And then what about the celebrity thing?
I try to travel the world without fear. I try to travel the world with an open mind. But at the end of the day, I can't control the way I am perceived. And there are certain historical and political things, incidents that make it such that as a Black woman, as somebody who is visibly Black, who presents, you know, I mean, I wear a head wrap a lot of the time. In the past, I've worn dreadlocks. I've worn my hair in dreadlocks. I currently wear braids. You know, people have a certain idea in their mind of who I am, where I'm from, and what my intentions are. And to their eyes, to their mind, I present a threat. And so I absolutely have been profiled going through immigration. I've had people ask or officials ask for my passport, trying to ensure that I have the proper documentation to enter into a country, whereas
scrutiny
my other companions, treatment that you wouldn't get. So my other, you know, if I'm traveling with somebody who is white and particularly a white male, they aren't getting that treatment. They aren't getting that scrutiny. And that's the type of place that we live in, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. That's the world that we live in. And so that's really something that I don't want Black people in particular to harp on that. I don't want it for them to be a deterrent to travel, but I absolutely do want them to be aware of it, and I do want them to be equipped to deal with
Now, Onika, you talked about presenting as a Black person.
Yes.
With a wrap and your hairstyle and so on.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain countries, if you're a gay person, you would not want to present as a gay person unless you're really on a crusade to make that clear, because it's dangerous.
Well, here's the thing. Something that I always say with whether it's sexual orientation or whether it's religion, by and large, a lot of the times there aren't necessarily physical expressions of that. As a dark-skinned Black woman, I'm not fooling anybody. I am not fooling anybody. I present the way that I present with my African features, my wide nose, my crinkly hair, my mahogany skin tone, and I love it. I own it 100%.
You own it. I was just going to say you own it. You've got pride and confidence in your step, and I would think that's kind of a travel skill if you are a person that is wondering, will I be comfortable?
Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. Absolutely. It definitely does help to be confident in yourself and to walk with purpose and to take up space. And that's the way that I have decided to live my life. And that's why I really want to, particularly with my travel stories, I always want to make sure that I am empowering
people. You're doing a service to other people by owning it and embracing it.
You know, I hope so. I think that leading by example is really, really important, and being a visibly Black woman, dark-skinned woman, and just going about the world and making it her oyster, I think that that's really significant.
And
I think
then you can get more of that celebrity treatment. Tell me about the celebrity treatment.
Well, that's definitely one of the positive aspects of traveling while Black, is getting noticed and having a lot of praise kind of heaped upon you. I've had people call me Beyonce. I look nothing like Beyonce. I would love to look like Beyonce, but I look nothing like her. I've had people call me Michelle Obama. I've had people offer to buy me drinks, just lots of special treatment. Yeah. And so that's something that I always try to share with others, particularly Black women, is that, you know, that's the other side of the coin. You'll get noticed, but a lot of it is filled with positive affirmations.
Yeah. This is Travel with Rick Steves, and we're talking with travel journalist Onika Raymond. She's dedicated so much of her travel writing and teaching to inspiring other Black women to be comfortable on the road. She's the host of the podcast About the Journey, and you can see her on the Travel Channel. She's the host of Big City, Little Budget, and also One Bag and You're Out. Her website is onikaraymond.com. Onika, you know, I would think that you being a teacher and you being somebody so committed to this idea, you're sort of a role model on the road for younger Black people, I would think, looking up to you and thinking, yeah, this is how we can do it. What sort of responsibilities do you feel as a thought leader in this subject?
Well, you know, thank you so much for saying that. I come from an education background. I was a classroom teacher for over 10 years. I have my master's in education. I worked with young children, 6th grade through 12th grade. So I don't take my role as a role model lightly. Mm-hmm. And I take it on with pride. I take it on with aplomb, because I feel as though it's really an opportunity to serve and to lead and to help these people navigate places, spaces, destinations that for them are just intimidating.
Right. And you're a leader in that area that people can emulate, that can be inspired by. There's not a lot of voices doing what you're doing, and there's a lot of people that can benefit from that encouragement and that inspiration, I think.
I appreciate that. And I think that my ultimate goal, my goal was never to be one of one or to be one of few. Mm-hmm. My goal is to continue to create content, educational content for Black people such that there's no longer a need for it.
Anika, you're able to gallivant around the world and make the world your playground, and you've done a great job at it. How does that factor into your teaching? Because a lot of people who would look up to you as a leader and a Black voice in the media will never see their name on a plane ticket.
That is something that I do grapple with. It's something that I acknowledge and recognize, particularly having come from an immigrant background myself. Mm-hmm. I have a Canadian passport. I have a U.S. green card. A lot of my family don't have that. They are Jamaican. They come from an island and they have a passport where even to travel to the United States or Canada, they need a travel visa. They need to provide proof of finances. They need to have all of this additional documentation to be permitted to travel, to leave the island and to go somewhere else. And that is the case for so many people. So there's something to be said about passport privilege. Mm-hmm. And I think what I endeavor to do more than anything else is to show people that, you know, what exists in the world, what is possible for them, and then to give them the tools to figure out how they can make that happen for themselves, whatever their nationality is or where they find themselves.
It's been so great talking to you again. Your website is onikaraymond.com. The podcast is About the Journey. Onika, if you could just give a parting message, what would you like our white traveling audience to take away from your teaching? And what would you like your Black audience to take away?
You know, I would tell everybody to just go, buy the ticket first and worry about the logistics later. And then I would encourage everybody to practice empathy. The world can be your oyster, but I think it's really important for all of us to be a good neighbor as we make the world our oyster and as we navigate all these different places, spaces, and destinations. So your fellow man, whether he's a different color, nationality, or whether he speaks a different language from you, is indeed a human just like yourself. And we should treat each other respectfully and with tolerance.
The more we know each other, the more we know each other, the more we can be good neighbors.
Exactly, exactly. Just move with joy and move with love. I think that's my greatest hope for everyone.
All right. Onika Raymond, words of wisdom from the road. Thanks so much and happy travels to you.
Thanks for having me.
Onika Raymond shares tips and opinions to help you explore your own relationship with the world. You'll find her articles and blog posts from visiting six continents at onikathetraveler.com. Onika also lets us in on the nod you may observe among fellow travelers. You can hear about that in a website extra from today's interview. That's at ricksteves.com/radio. Next, we're checking with you, our listeners, at 877-333-7425. We're eager to hear how you're navigating around long lines and crowds at the places you want to visit in Europe. It's Travel with Rick Steves.